Racing Pulse.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. We are fast approaching 12 o'clock. Tomorrow on the program, we've got a jam-packed Anzac Eve show for you, and just a little bit of a special treat for you. Mick Sharkey's going to come in after 9 o'clock. He's going to do a Wednesday form focus, looking ahead to the Anzac Day meeting. So you won't want to miss that. We'll have the full form preview for the Anzac Day meeting. Dave Eustace will also join me live in studio. So Dave will join me after 10 o'clock as well, because he is preparing to head over to Hong Kong and gather his team. So we've got a huge Wednesday edition. For those speaking to Mick Sharkey, and we got a lot of feedback about this online and also on the text message machine, this is what he had to say about the Mornington Cup yesterday.
So this is your list: Norsky, Tuscan Fire, Instrumentalist, Banker Mo, Barisha, Tally, Kingswell Dream, Self Sense, Actow, Mount Popper, Crystal Pegasus, Right Your Way, Rusty Fenny. You know what? We've tried. No. We've tried for a long time now. This has been 11 years. It shouldn't have a golden ticket. Now that the VRC's got focus on Melbourne Cup qualifiers around this similar time, this race is copping it in the neck. And golden ticket needs to be removed. It's pointless. Esty Fenny, please.
So that's Mick Sharkey, very strong in his opinions. And we've got to get the right reply from the MRC. Jake Norton joins us now. Jake, good morning to you. What is your reaction to what Sharkey had to say?
Thanks for having me, Michael. Yeah, look, when did the Shark become such a cynical, cantankerous old bugger? He used to be a fun-loving guy.
Well, it was his birthday yesterday. He was a bit grumpy.
Yeah, no, understand. I don't like my birthday either. But, look, you know, I put some stock in his view on this particular issue. But I think, really, if you're balancing the benefit to the Mornington Cup of the golden ticket into the Caulfield Cup versus the adverse impact, which, you know, I would debate, but, you know, real or perceived, then I think it's not as big a problem or even a problem at all as Shark identifies. I don't really agree with his position about the Mornington Cup copy it in the neck, so to speak, because of other races that are on around this time, because the Mornington Cup's only been in this position in late April twice, the second time this year, and I think you would argue that setting the winner aside, and who knows what that horse, Esty Fenny, is going to go on and do for the rest of this year, but in terms of strength and depth of the Mornington Cup this year and last year, you could probably argue that they're the two superior races of, you know, the last 10 years or possibly longer. So I'm not sure the argument quite stacks up. You've also got Sportsbet, who've joined forces with the MRC this year, sponsoring both the Mornington Cup and the Caulfield Cup. And they have, in their wisdom, put $1 million up for grabs for a horse that can win both of those races. So they're, you know, arguably the biggest and most powerful consumer brand in and around racing. So if they've decided to put their faith in this concept, then that's probably good enough for me.
It's a great extra carrot to dangle out there. Is it tough to get a Caulfield Cup favourite or top three favourite calibre horse into a Mornington Cup at this time of year?
Oh, definitely. That's not really for debate. I mean, probably the only one would have been Kingswell Dream. Yeah. And he went amiss that prep and didn't end up running, I don't think, in the Caulfield Cup. Or he may have had really bad luck.
I think he missed the start, yeah.
Yeah, but he was in the market, so he's probably the one outlier. You may recall that Charlie Appleby brought the Gold Trail to run in the Mornington Cup, hoping to get into the Caulfield Cup, and he met his demise, unfortunately, on that day. So there are probably a few examples where, you know, you've had horses who've been more prominent in the Caulfield Cup market as a result. Right You Are ran a great race in the Caulfield Cup last year, having won the Mornington Cup. But, you know, the big handicaps like the Caulfield Cup, it's an 18-horse field. You know, with that, you're always going to have lower rated horses. You're going to have 100-to-1 shots, and that's just part and parcel of the race. So whether that, you know, Esty Fenny goes around at that sort of price this year, again, that remains to be seen. But the reality is, you've got horses that sneak in at big odds in any year. So I would argue that the detriment to the Caulfield Cup in mixed view doesn't outweigh the benefit to the Mornington Cup for that reason.
MRC is a pretty progressive club, and I think you... Have you got a win in your into the Metrop winner as well? Because we've traditionally seen a lot of the Victorian or the VRC just giving tickets to those races that are run at Flemington or the overseas competitors. How many does the MRC have for the Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, there's a handful. Not the Metrop at this point in time. The Naturalism or the MRC Foundation Cup is the other
right
sort of major one that a progressive horse could win and get in that otherwise wouldn't on their own, you know, merits.
Would
rating
you look
and,
at interstate races?
Yeah. And we do that when we're putting the conditions together, you know, on an annual basis. I guess from our perspective, usually if a horse is winning a Group 1 race, it's very, very likely to get in the race anyway. So these types of concepts are more for, you know, boosting those lesser races, but also giving those progressive horses that may not get into the Caulfield Cup a chance to do it. Whereas if you're winning a Group 1, you're likely to get re-handicapped if you're not already you know, satisfactorily in the first 18, so to speak. So there's about a half a dozen races. Most of them aren't, you know, necessarily relevant. Like the Turnbull Stakes is an example where 99 times out of 100 or even greater percentage than that, the winner is going to get in the Caulfield Cup on its rating merit anyway. But, yeah, we look at various races. The Metro's won. Just this year we're going to add the Q22.
Yes.
So we do look at interstate races, yeah.
Hey, Jake, I'm going to go for the news, but I'll get you in the studio maybe in the next couple of weeks when we've got our finalisation of the spring race dates, because it'll be great to have a chat more in depth about what the spring will look like and plans for the future as well. But I appreciate you coming on today to tell us that the winning your end ticket to the Mornington Cup, Melbourne Caulfield Cup, is not going anywhere.
Yeah, no worries, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
Jake Norton from the MRC.